Hello and welcome to the 37th episode of the Brawl Time Podcast. Today, I'm going to be ranking every single brawler in one of the newest game modes, Takedown. So let's get right into it after a short break. So as you guys probably know, Takedown was just released in the most recent update. So basically, the objective of Takedown is to destroy the big robot that goes around shooting people. Yeah, and whoever deals the most damage to the robot wins. So, yeah. So, coming in last place, I mean, this one's pretty obvious. It's gonna be Mortis. He's just horrible at Takedown because he doesn't do, like, any damage to the robot. I mean, even with power cubes, he still doesn't do any. He has really slow reload speed. And even if he does do damage to the robot, it's pretty much guaranteed that he's dead because he has to be directly on top of the robot to do anything. And by then, he's most likely going to be dead. So, yeah, Mortis definitely the worst brawler in the game. I think he has, like, the lowest win rate as well, like 2% or something like that. So, yeah, don't use Mortis in Takedown. He just isn't good. So, next up is going to be Nita. So, Nita, a lot better than Mortis. That kind of shows how bad Mortis is, but still second worst brawler in Takedown. I mean, she just has really low damage for her shot, and her super just isn't that strong in Takedown because most of the time people are going to have a lot of power cubes, and it's just really easy to deal with the bear, and the robot can destroy the bear pretty quick. So, yeah, I just wouldn't recommend Nita. Her damage just isn't high enough to be viable in Takedown. So next up is going to be Poco. So Poco is kind of in the same boat with Nita. Like, he just doesn't do a lot of damage. I mean, I guess the reason I put Poco up higher is just because a lot of brawlers are bunched up, so he can, like, keep on charging his super up by hitting multiple brawlers at once with his attack. But, I mean, other than that, he's really not going to be doing too well because his damage is super low. So next up is going to be Jean. So Jean also kind of in the same boat with these other brawlers. Just bad, like, DPS. Like, I mean, sure, Jean can, like, quickly do, like, 3,000, maybe 4,000 with a few power cubes, just a quick burst damage. But, I mean, that really isn't enough to do a significant, like, amount of damage to the boss. Like, two bull shots is already higher than that. And Jean also doesn't have a quick reload speed, and his super also isn't too great because, like, you don't really want to pull the boss into you unless you have, like, 20 power cubes, which isn't really going to happen too much with Jean. So, yeah, Jean just isn't that good in Takedown. So, next up is going to be Frank. So, Frank, I mean, once again, he's just not good. He stops to attack, so, like, the boss can actually catch up to him. I mean, it's pretty easy to get a super just because everyone's, like, all bunched up, which I guess can be nice. And if you have his star power where he does 50% more damage for, like, 10 or 15 seconds when he gets a kill, this one can actually help him out a pretty good amount because, like, he can actually do extra damage. But, I mean, if you don't have this star power, I just wouldn't recommend Frank. So, next up is going to be Crow. So, Crow is also pretty bad in Takedown. Like, he just doesn't have good damage. I mean, he sort of, like, need a, like, good reload speed, but just bad damage. The reason he's higher than Nita is, I mean, if you have a few power cubes, you can do, like, 8,000 to 10,000 damage by supering right on top of the robot. But, I mean, that's pretty much all you're going to do. It's going to take forever to get that super charged up again. So, yeah. Just don't use Crow and Takedown unless, like, you're really, like, feeling a little risky. So next up is going to be Penny. So, I mean, obviously Penny isn't too great in Takedown. It's kind of like a common theme. These brawlers with low DPS aren't going to be any good in Takedown because obviously the point of Takedown is to do the most damage. So Penny also falls under this boat. I mean, she can be nice for, like, taking out tanks on the bot because she can shoot the robot and then her splash effect will do a crazy amount of damage to the tanks. But, I mean, other than that, she's not that good. Her super isn't going to really be able to hit the boss because it's always moving. So, yeah, I wouldn't really recommend Penny in Takedown. So next up is gonna be Tara. So I mean, obviously Tara, not too great. I mean, she has decent damage, but she has slow reload speed. I mean, her super can be nice because it's pretty easy to suck in multiple brawlers, but that's brawlers, not the boss. So yeah, I mean, I guess maybe you can play her if you're really smart, but most of the time Tara's just not gonna be a good option for a takedown. So next up is going to be Jessie. So this might be kind of surprising because Jessie has super low reload speed. So yeah, super slow reload speed and also super low damage. So I mean, you might think that she'd be like at the very bottom, but since her shot can always bounce off the robot or bounce, yeah, it can bounce off the robot and then hit enemy brawlers, which can charge up her super faster, and her super is really good against a robot. It can do a few percent if you place it correctly. And then also she can hit enemy brawlers and then have that hit the robots. Like you're always gonna be getting like a 2-for-1 deal on each shot, which really makes Jessie a lot stronger. But I mean, once again, she doesn't have great damage. So I mean, it's possible to do well in one with Jessie, but you kinda have to be pretty good and need a little bit of luck. So next up is going to be Barley. So obviously Barley is really good on all the maps with a ton of walls, just like all the throwers. But I mean, he is the worst thrower for a takedown. Probably not in the game anymore since Tick got nerfed. But I mean, takedown, he just isn't too strong, mainly because the other two throwers are just better at dealing damage. But I mean, he's definitely viable on some maps. So next up is going to be Sandy. So obviously Sandy, low DPS. I mean, pretty slow reload speed as well. The good thing about him though is he has fast movement speed, so he can catch up to the boss. Movement speed is another big, like, important thing. He also has pretty solid health, so he can like take a few hits. And then his super also can kind of just like allow him to get basically like 5, 10 free hits, kind of depending on how many he can do while he's in that super. So yeah, I mean, his super is pretty solid for the mode, but overall Sandy's a little lackluster. So next up is going to be Spike. So Spike has pretty high damage, and I mean, his reload speed's not the best, but I mean, it's not horrible. But the issue is he has super low health, and he kind of has to get up close to like really do that full damage on the boss. So yeah, Spike can be kind of weak in some cases because for him to do the damage that's necessary to like win the game, he needs to get up close and then he's just gonna get blasted by the missiles. So yeah, I mean, you can definitely play Spike in takedown. I mean, he wouldn't be like my first pick, but I mean, he's not horrible. So next up is gonna be Carl. So Carl, he's really only good when the boss is up against the wall. He can do a solid amount of damage. I mean, he would have been the best brawler in takedown if they hadn't nerfed his attack where when it bounces off wall, it, he has to wait, I believe it's half a second before he can throw his pickaxe out again when it used to be instant. Because, I mean, if it was instant, then he could basically, like, kill the boss in, like, 20 seconds if it was not shooting him. So, yeah, Carl would be insanely broken. So, I mean, I'm kind of glad that they made this change, but I mean, he's still solid in the right scenario. So next up is going to be BB. So BB, obviously, like, she's not amazing in the mode because she doesn't have the best damage for a close range brawler. But the nice thing about her is she can reset the rockets, I believe. I mean, I haven't tested this, but that's how it works in boss fight, so I'd assume it would work in this. And also, this is one of the modes where I would recommend the movement speed star power just because of how strong that movement speed ability is. So, I mean, the movement speed star power obviously is going to make her semi-viable just because she can get up to the robot pretty easily. But, I mean, she doesn't do the most damage, which can be kind of an issue with BB. So, next up is going to be Rosa. So, Rosa, I feel like she's just like a tank in boss fight, but worse because it takes forever for her full attack to go through, and once it does do all of its damage, it still isn't as much as most other tanks, which could be kind of problematic with Rosa. I mean, obviously, you can basically get, like, a free, like, 6,000 to 8,000 damage if you get the super with Rosa, but you're only going to get that a few times during the game, and yeah, Rosa just isn't as good as some other tanks. I mean, maybe if there were any other tanks, Rosa would be at the top, but there's just tanks that just do the job a lot better. So next up is going to be Bo. So Bo is kind of just like an okay long-range brawler that can do pretty solid damage. I mean, the mines can be sort of useful. Not really, though. Like, definitely not as strong as they would be in some other modes. So yeah, I mean, Bo is just kind of a meh brawler. I mean, obviously, he is pretty solid because he has good range and good damage, but at the same time, it's nothing special. So yeah, Bo is just kind of middle of the pack. So next up is going to be Piper. So Piper, I would definitely recommend Snappy Sniping because her ability with Snappy Sniping triggers when it hits the robot, so she gets 0.3 ammo whenever she hits the robot. So this can allow her to do, like, 8,000 damage just by shooting out all of her shots before she needs to reload, which is pretty solid, especially from the distance she can do it at. But, I mean, after that, she isn't great because, like, there's a lot of walls in the takedown maps from what I found, and yeah, she just isn't too great compared to a lot of these other brawlers. So next up is going to be Brock. So Brock, kind of same boat with Piper. I mean, I put him a little bit higher because he's viable at close range combat too, which is pretty important for takedown, just because, like, you're going to be up close to a lot of brawlers most of the time when you're all, like, ganging up on the robot. So yeah, that's why he's slightly higher than Piper, but basically kind of same reason why he's sort of this middle of the pack. So next up is going to be Tick. So Tick is actually pretty solid, especially if you get really good with him. I mean, I feel like whenever I use Tick, a lot of people focus me, probably just because I'm an annoying thrower, but Tick can actually dish out a lot of damage. Like, all three mines can do, like, 3,000 if he gets a few power cubes, which it's a pretty solid amount. Like, three attacks, that's 9,000 if all the mines hit, and it can kind of just keep people away from going to the boss. I mean, I guess the reason he isn't up any higher on the list is because there is a thrower that's better than him, in my opinion, but Tick definitely isn't a bad pick on a lot of maps. So next up is going to be Rico. So Rico, I mean, pretty good damage with his movement speed star power, where he gets, like, that movement speed increase when he's below 40% health. That can be pretty solid in this mode because it just allows him to catch up to the boss or, like, avoid damage or whatever. But, I mean, I feel like he's kind of just, like, a watered-down version of Colt, who you'll see is a lot higher up on this list. But, I mean, even as a watered-down version of Colt, he's still good because of how good Colt is. So yeah, Rico's definitely a solid option, but, I mean, it's really no point to pick him over Colt. So next up is going to be Dynamike. So I would say Dynamike is the best thrower just because he can dish out the most damage. Like, three attacks and a super is, like, 10,000, especially if you're using Demolition. And on the maps with a lot of walls, Dynamike can, like, really dominate the game and win a decent amount, actually. So yeah, I would say Dynamike's the best thrower for takedowns. I mean, obviously, he's going to have a pretty solid spot. And, I mean, if you're looking to use a thrower, I would go with Dynamike. So next up is going to be Daryl. So Daryl, I mean, obviously, he's a tank, so he's going to be pretty solid in takedown. He can do, like, 3,000 damage in one attack. I guess the main issue is it kind of takes a little bit for him to shoot out both shots. And then also, I feel like when I use Daryl, I kind of get focused a lot. And also, he doesn't have the best health. So, I mean, he's, like, a pretty solid tank, but he's not the best. But Daryl, definitely a solid option if you're using him. You're going to be winning a good amount of games. So next up, I would say just a step ahead of Daryl is going to be El Primo. So El Primo, I feel like he's basically Daryl. He does a little bit less per attack, but his super really helps him out a lot because it allows him to just travel across the map really quick and, like, just keep on like chaining it and give him like will also activate his meteor rush power if he has it with that increased movement speed. So yeah, I would just say El Primo is just slightly better than Daryl B's. Also, I mean, he has like 2,000 or 3,000 more health, so he can stay alive longer. So yeah, I mean, they're both pretty solid picks, but I mean, if I had to go with one, I'd just slightly pick El Primo over Daryl. So next up is going to be Shelly. So Shelly is good because she counters a lot of these top brawlers, and she can do good damage. So obviously, Shelly is just the tank counterer. So yeah, anyone that's using a tank, I mean, Shelly's just going to be able to destroy pretty easily. I mean, I'll save like 20 power cubes, even then she has a shot. But I mean, she can also do a pretty solid amount of damage to the boss. She can do like 2,000 a hit, so not the worst. I mean, she's definitely not the best brawler in the game mode. There's like 5 brawlers I would say better than her, but she's definitely up there, and she kind of shuts down a lot of these brawlers that you see pretty frequently, like Bull, Primo, Daryl, Rosa, all those people. So next up is going to be 8-Bit. So obviously 8-Bit can do a ton of damage. He has really good health and really good range. So, I mean, he kind of sounds like the best brawler for takedown until you hear the catch. He has super slow movement speed, which is kind of bad for 8-Bit. I mean, once he actually gets onto the robot, he's pretty much guaranteed fourth place or better just because of how much he can do, especially with that damage turret and power cubes. But the issue is getting to the robot because he has the slowest movement speed in the game, and that robot can sometimes charge away. So yeah, 8-Bit can kind of struggle to get to the robot, but once he gets onto it, he's pretty safely like set to get trophies. So next up is going to be Leon. So Leon is obviously good because I feel like he's one of those brawlers that really capitalizes off of power cubes, so he can do a lot more damage. And also, like, he does really high DPS. He doesn't have the best health, but he also has, he's tied for the fastest movement speed in the game without star powers or anything. So, I mean, obviously, movement speed, he's going to be perfect for it. He can easily catch up to the robot, and also he has that invisibility star power for multiple different uses, maybe just sneaking up to the robot or potentially getting a kill on a high power cube target that is weak. So yeah, Leon, really solid for this mode, definitely top 5. So next up is going to be Pam. So Pam is probably like the best brawler when she gets a lot of power cubes. I mean, she just like, I feel like Pam is just perfectly built for getting a lot of power cubes because she shoots out so many bullets, and they each like get a boost from each power cube. So yeah, Pam can really start to do a lot of damage. Even without power cubes, she does a decent amount. I mean, it takes kind of a while to get her attack to fully load, but, or like not load, but like fully like attack. You know what I mean? Like, it takes a while for all those balls to go, and then like, it takes a while for her to be able to use her next attack. But she's really good at staying alive, especially with her super and her star power. And yeah, if she gets a lot of power cubes, there's definitely a solid chance that Pam is going to get the win. So that's why I say she's top 3. So number 2 and number 1, I mean, this one is kind of a toss-up. It can really go either way depending on preference. I mean, both of them are super good. I'd say they're basically equal, but I had to choose one for the list, so yeah. Number 2 is going to be Bull. So Bull, I mean, obviously, he's the best tank for takedown. He has great DPS because his attack just instantly shoots out, and he can just spam all 3 really quick. And then also, he has above average movement speed, really good health, really good damage. I mean, what more do you want him? Both of his star powers can be used in the mode well. His super can be used to catch up to the robot. So, yeah, he's just super strong in the game mode. And, yeah, that's why he was a toss-up for number 1. So, I decided that for number 1 spot, I was going to go with Colt. So, Colt, I mean, he's basically kind of the same story as Bull with his Slick Boot star power. I would say he'd be number 1 with that it. I'd say he'd be number 2, but I go on these rankings with star powers. Because a lot of the people I play with have star powers. I mean, hopefully I can get some more soon, because I only have them for Crow. Soon I'll get them for Piper, but yeah, we can get some more soon. But let's get back on topic. Why Colt's number one? I mean, he has great damage. Like, he can do almost, like, 3,000 with a few power cubes in just one shot, which is, like, 10k really easily. And then also his reload speed's really good. He has good movement speed. Let's see, what else? Also, he has good range, obviously, so he can basically do it like Bull, but from a distance, which I guess is kind of the deciding factor. But yeah, Colt, just great in this game mode. His super also can do even more damage, so yeah, that's why I say Colt's the best brawler for takedown. So yeah, it's gonna be pretty much it for the rankings. I'm really enjoying the takedown mode because it's really good for pushing trophies. And yeah, if you haven't tried out pushing and takedown, I would definitely recommend it. Welcome to the outro segment of the podcast. So before I wrap up the show, I do believe I have a new 5-star review, so let me quickly pull that up. All right, so this one once again is from the white circle, the red circle, and the sunglasses emoji. They say this podcast is fire. This is like the Braca podcast, solid in almost any game mode. So I appreciate the 5-star review. I mean, pretty cool connection you made for the podcast and the Brawler and Brawl Stars. So yeah, this is definitely a pretty good, funny review. And yeah, thank you for leaving one. So if you'd like to get shouted out in the next episode of the podcast, leave a 5-star review and I'll read it in the next episode. So I don't think I have any other announcements. I mean, stay tuned for a collaboration that there's a good chance will be happening over the weekend. So, yeah, it's pretty much gonna be it, and I'll see you in the next episode of the podcast.